Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Lifetime, you have had somebody who you may have wanted to be really, really close to. Like, listen, man, you know, you may have been attracted to somebody and you thought to yourself, like, yeah, I think we would make a nice couple or whatever. Well, I'm interested in getting closer to this person. And you may have found that once you started to really get closer to them, it might not have been what you thought that you wanted to get into. Like, oh, this person might be a little bit weird. Maybe they're a little bit too emotionally scarred. Maybe they're a little too sensitive. Maybe they're just an all-out creep or weirdo. Maybe they are just not a good fit for where you are in your life and for where they are in their lives. Like, you can't come together. You know what I mean? We can't join hands. We are better like this. We better with the chest bump than the joining of the hands. We can't hold hands. We can't even shake hands, but I can chest bump. So, you know. But is just being friends a viable option? Is it an acceptable option for when you really wanted something more with somebody, but you said, nah, I'm going to accept this trade-off. I don't think me and you can really make it together. It's not feeling right. I don't feel safe. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like this is a good fit. I think that this is too much work. I'm not sure if I'm ready for this. Let's just be friends. And you, if you've ever seen the look on somebody's face that was trying to work things out with you when you said, well, I mean, we could still be friends, though. And they looking at you like, we could just be what? I already had friends. I didn't get with you, get your number, try to take you out, spend money on you, try to get close to you, swap bodily fluids with you so I could be your friend. I don't do that with my friends. And what kind of friend would you be when you have to declare somebody as just being a friend after everything else, after the original option or the original desire has broken down? What kind of friend are you? What is that definition of being a friend? So that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So even though, you know, this topic doesn't immediately sound like it has a lot of meat on it, like let's just be friends. But when we really start to break it down and we really start to look deep into it, think about it. If anybody that you have tried to get with ever told you that, yeah, they just want to be your friend or let's just be friends, I'll bet you had some questions like, well, what does that mean? You know, for all my people out there who have spouses, for all my married people out there, when a potential suitor out there has made you an offer or a request to try to get closer to you, to get on your good side, to enter in a relationship with you, to feel you out, to find out what's going on with you, physically, mentally, and emotionally, and you told them, well, you know, I'm married. You know, you may even had to show them the ring, like, look, I'm married. I'm married. And they may have said to you, if they were really persistent or they didn't think that you must be really secure, happy, or confident in your marriage status, because that happens a lot. Sometimes when people tell you that they married, you can kind of tell that they're really just letting you know what you're getting into or what you are having the potential to get into. But they ain't like, no, look, back up off me. I'm married. I'm not looking for nothing. We not going nowhere with this. Nah, I'm good. If they just tell you, no, I'm married, you know, somebody might say to you, well, you know, all right, you married. I mean, can you have a friend? I mean, we can still be friends, right? And you know what they're saying. You know what they're saying. Can you have friends? Because if you say yes, yeah, I guess a friend is okay. You've already told them, okay, so we kind of go together. We talking now. That's what you have pretty much told somebody who has offered you a friendship in exchange for trying to get with you initially. And you have okayed that. You have pretty much told them, well, yeah, me and my spouse is not my number one priority. I'm not turning down all offers, which is what you probably should have done if your marriage is where it's supposed to be and where probably you and your spouse wanted it to be. You just got yourself a new friend. What kind of friend is that going to be? Now, what kind of friend doesn't have your phone number? All my friends, real friends, have my phone number. So are you going to give that potential suitor your phone number? Why not? That's your friend. They should be able to get in touch with you, right? They should be able to get in touch with you. They should be able to call you, you know, hang out with you. at least be somewhere where you are. Oh, what you doing Saturday? Oh, me and my hubby, you know. Or, you know, listen, me and my girl, we, okay. Well, you know, I might show up there too with my girl. That'd be cool, right? Or maybe I just come by myself because that's the place that I would like to go anyway. I mean, it's just friends, just friends. If you saw your coworkers at a place where you went, where you and your spouse went, it wouldn't be a big deal, right? You're like, oh, yeah, we went to the Longhorn Steakhouse. Saw one of my coworkers at the Longhorn Steakhouse. It might be one of those coworkers that you introduced. It might be one of those coworkers that you just see in passing. Like, they don't speak when I'm at work, when we at work. So that's just somebody I work with. But you see that man that you told that y'all could just be friends when he, you know, after you told him that you were married, after he made you the little offer, it's probably going to be a little awkward situation, doesn't it? Let's just be friends. What about your friends? Will they let you down? Will they be around to the end? Hey, rest in peace, left eye. Let's get this thing popping, man. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Sun 752. Urban Therapy with Sun. Sun 752. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday afternoon from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, but then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And today, on this Sunday, rainy afternoon, it's a little bit gloomy. We heading towards the winter time. We are talking about let's just be friends. Why can't we be friends? 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 I got your number and I was about to call. Had a conversation, it was off the wall. Why can't we be friends? 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 That's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. If y'all would like to call in and talk about this whole concept of being friends after you tried to be lovers. We tried to be lovers. It didn't work out. We couldn't be brothers, but I have no doubt that we could be friends. But can we really be friends? We can be friends, but can we really be friends? If you would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, yes, y'all. 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. What up, Care Bear? Thanks for coming on through there. And Stacey White, thanks for coming on through, all right? Cal Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, always a great thing to really see ya. And she said, hey, Omar, I finally caught the live show. And I'm glad you did. I'm glad to see you here. I'm glad to see the gang's all here. We talking about let's just be friends. So do y'all understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand the concept of this whole thing? Let's just be friends. How can you be friends if you have to say that, you know, let's just be friends then?
If friendship wasn't an option or that wasn't the goal up front, how can it be okay afterwards? Like a consolation prize. You know what a consolation prize is? Remember when you would watch game shows back in the day and people who would compete on the game shows didn't win? And they said, you know, consolation prize, every guest, every contestant will receive a consolation prize. So you're going to get some soap. You're going to get some gum. You're going to get some things that compensate you that say, hey, listen, thanks for coming on the show. We use your likeness. You put your competitive spirit on the line in front of millions of people. And even though you didn't win, everybody goes home with something. So here's 6 months worth of Charmin toilet paper. Hey, that ain't a bad deal. 6 months of toilet paper? Exactly how many rolls is that? Charmin? I know Charmin is the thick stuff. So I imagine a brother being like, yeah, man, I tried to get with Shorty. You know what I mean? I was really digging her. She was fine as hell. And she pushed me to the friend zone. But when somebody tells you, all right, let's just be friends, I don't think you're in the friend zone yet. Because they may have told you that they just that y'all could just be friends because y'all attempt to get together romantically just didn't work out. Somebody did something wrong. It could have been something offensive. It could have been just something a little bit quirky, like, you know, today, in today's dating scene, in today's dating climate, everybody wants their stuff up front. We talked about it yesterday. They want everybody coming preloaded with their preloaded apps. You know how preloaded apps, you have a buy phone and Facebook is already on the phone. The Facebook app is already on the phone. They call it bloatware, bloatware. So it's like, let's say your phone is supposed to have 256 gigs of storage. And you go and check the storage. You go in your settings and check the storage. And then you already down 85 gigs of storage. And you're like, well, what happened? Where'd it go? Because that's that bloatware. Those are those preloaded apps. Sometimes you can delete them. Sometimes you can't. It already came with the phone. And, you know, it's a money thing. But anyway, in terms of the friendship, we are looking for preloaded apps. We're looking for bloatware. We're looking for somebody who already has what we want. And it's not wrong to look for somebody that has what you want already. That's not wrong. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be with somebody that you are either compatible with or want to grow closer towards? Somebody, you know, who has the qualities that you want in a person. There's nothing wrong with that. But it messes with our expectations sometimes. And sometimes it messes with our expectations and our tolerance. So our expectations is that somebody is already going to be the way that I wanted them to be up front. So I don't have to worry about learning with them, growing with them, advancing with them, changing with them, developing with them. I don't have to worry about all of that. They already were what I wanted. The thing is, we're not even always where we want to be or where we need to be mentally and emotionally. We're not always there. So we're looking for a soft place to land. And you know what? Forget about having a soft place to land. Thank you. I appreciate it. Not only are we looking for a soft place to land, we're looking for a safe. We're looking for a safe place to take off. But we ain't even get off the ground yet. We ain't even in the air yet. We're looking for the safest place to take off. We want the air. We want the ground to be safe. We want the air to be safe. up front. Like, even somebody who couldn't fly a plane could fly this one. That's how we carrying it. That's how we carrying it. Carol says a lot of people can't understand that because at some point there was other feelings. Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, when somebody tells you, well, you know, we can still be friends. Like, I ain't come to you for no friend. I ain't see you across a crowded room and say, yo, that's a friend I need right there. Yeah, I need more friends with big titties and a fat ass and a real, real sweet attitude, soft voice, very accommodating, sexy, smart, good mother, wife skills, come from a good family. That ain't what you looking for in a friend. It's cool, but that ain't what you was looking for. That ain't what you went shopping for, speaking of going shopping. Somebody telling you that y'all can just be friends when you wanted to be more is like when you went to the store, when you go to the store to buy a specific product and you have to wind up settling for another product because you needed what you needed right then and there and they didn't have what you wanted. Some things, even though they may seem small, you can't settle for the substitute. Like, Carol, you're going to be able to relate to this. Let's say you go to the market to get some Heinz ketchup, and they don't have no Heinz ketchup. You like, you could not get the Heinz. You ain't going to get the Heinz tonight. Or if it was like Hellman's mayonnaise, like you might have, you know, been preparing some potato salad or macaroni salad or something like that. Like, yo, I got to do it tonight because I got to drop it off for somebody. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm going to have to season the shit out of this because they ain't had a Hellman's. I don't want nobody to be like, yo, we're good. Who made this macaroni salad? They must have made it with Kraft. Kraft ain't bad, but it ain't Hellman's. It ain't Hellman's. Hunt's ain't bad, but it ain't Heinz. It ain't Heinz. It ain't. So people who ain't in the know, they'll try to tell you, I don't really matter. All that stuff come out of the same vat. No, it don't. No, it don't. Some things are seasoned better than others. You know, so that's what somebody telling you or you telling somebody that y'all can just be friends is like after they've tried to romantically get with you. What up, Emily Dunlap in the house, said Emily. Yeah. So is just being friends, you know, is that a viable option? I mean, can you do that? In my mind, as soon as I say, well, we can just be friends, I'm thinking like, well, no, we're not. We're not really friends. We're something else. Because one of us wants to be more than friends. And one of us doesn't think that it's a really great idea. And I'm talking about for me. I can't speak on everybody's situation, but let me ask y'all this. In the situations that you've been in, if you've ever been in a situation where you had to declare yourself to just be friends after y'all tried to get with each other, what kind of friend were you? What kind of friend can you be after that? What kind of friend can you expect? What expectations can you put on your friendship that you have declared in exchange for not being in a relationship. Care Bear says that's not necessarily true. All right. Well, let me know how it go. I mean, I'm interested. Like I said, everybody doesn't think like I do. But if somebody pushed me into the friend zone, per se, if somebody told me that they only wanted, we could just be friends when I tried to get with them, they better not be coming back to me later on asking me to do the type of shit that somebody who was interested in them romantically would do. Don't come, you know, I mean, just being real, like, I know we ain't going out nowhere. You know what I mean? Because that's going to be sending the wrong message. Somebody is sending the wrong message to somebody. You know, all that going out to eat, going to dinner, going to movies, outings and all of that. That's out. That's out. We can't be that kind of friend. Because that's the kind of friend that I wanted to be when I was trying to get with you romantically. So if you come to me later on after you've already said that we could only be friends, or after I've already said that we could only be friends, then I'm thinking that you're trying to push the envelope farther. Because you're not going to tell me that you don't already have friends that you can go to the movies with, go to dinner with, kick it with, you know what I mean, just pop bottles with, whatever it is. You don't need me to do that. I'm brand new. You don't know me like that. So, like, on what level am I trying to get to know you if I've already said, all right, nah, we can just be friends? What level am I trying to get to know you? Because I know what kind of level that I'm trying to get to if me and you are talking, if we are on our way to being romantically linked. Carol said, I tried Duke's mayonnaise and it's as close to Hellman's as I can get. I never even heard of that. I never heard of Duke's mayonnaise. Wow. Duke's, huh? Ain't that something? Care Bear says, oh, never mind. Sorry. After we tried to date is different. It's really hard to transition from that, or really guard to transition from that. Just kidding. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. But this is not even just, man, this tea is good. I need to start measuring shit because this is perfect. This shit is good. This is this tea has dandelion root, red clover, spearmint, and mullein in it with some honey and some lime. This thing is right. Put the right stuff in there. Carol says, it's popular in the South. That's where I tried it. Oh. Okay. I've never heard of that. Duke's mayonnaise. Let's see. Let me go ahead and Google that. Let me Google that. I'm going to Google that. Yeah, I've definitely never heard of this. Duke's Real Mayonnaise. Duke's Real Mayonnaise. Okay. Oh, do they sell that up here? I've never seen this before. Never seen this before. Blue Plate Real Mayonnaise. Oh, they got all kinds of different mayonnaise. All right. But anyway. But yeah. Okay, Carol says, Walmart sells it here too. Okay. All right. Well, what I was getting ready to say was this. Even if Dukes was sweet when I tried it. Oh, like, do you mean sweet like Miracle Whip? Because I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Is it sweet like that? Because it looks like they have different types of Dukes. They got Dukes, the regular, smooth, and creamy. They got Dukes, light man name. Dukes, real smooth. Yeah, it looks like they got different Dukes. Dukes, heavy duty? There's some shit here. All right. But anyway, what if you were trying to be a friend to somebody, and I mean just a friend, and you realized that you couldn't be the kind of friend to that person that they wanted to be? You might have to recalibrate your friendship with them. Like, you might have to draw the lines or redraw the lines of acceptability when it comes to the friend. Because if you've ever met somebody and they tried to be your best friend up front, you know, so they placing all these unrealistic expectations on you, asking you to do things, calling on you, you know what I mean? Really, really trying to depend on you, and they milking your friendship from the beginning. You're like, I don't even know you like that. You know, some people be like, oh, I just feel like me and you have a connection. And I just feel, you know, like you right now, you my best friend. Y'all ain't known each other but like a few weeks or a month or something like that. And you like, the hell, where did you come from? You ain't had no friends where you came from? Because you heaping, you giving me a lot of friendship on one plate. I don't know if I could eat this in one sitting. Like, you got to calm down. You may have to tell them, like, listen, we friends. But I just need you to, you know, calm down a little bit, because, I mean, I don't even really know you like that. So, yeah, we friends, but we got to drop a tier. We got to drop a tier. We was top tier. You declared us to be top tier too fast. We need to drop tiers. Like, instead of being all the way up here, we need to drop it down to here and try to get it up to here. We starting too high. Don't be calling me 1 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? To help you fix a flat tire. Like, look, two, three weeks in, nah, we not flat. We not late night call flat tire. Help me, you know, AAA. We not on that level. Lose my number. Because you might be sending the wrong message. You understand what I'm saying? You know how you send the wrong message to somebody early in a relationship, like they give you something to do that you normally would only do for somebody that you were really close to. And once you set that precedent, once they break that shell, it's like, okay, if you do that, then you do this. Not everybody's intentions are really good when it comes to friendship. So if somebody is already putting unrealistic expectations on you as a friend, and y'all not there yet. At least you're not there. Your mind, you're like, wait, hold on. Slow down, mom. Slow down, pa. What we doing? We not carpool worthy yet. Speaking of which, let's say you met somebody at work. Y'all cool. You know, y'all met each other at work. They knew at work. They knew at the job. You've been working there for a while, whatever. You know what I mean? They come in and, you know, they, you know, y'all vibed or whatever. I mean, maybe y'all have mutual friends, or, you know, y'all come from mutual neighborhoods or something like that. Something has bonded y'all together, but the bond ain't like this yet. Y'all ain't close yet. But already they like, oh, you know, since you live near, you think you could give me a ride home? You know what happens if you start offering to give somebody a ride home at work? That ain't never no just one time thing, especially if they've asked you. Well, you live in Germantown. I live in Germantown. You think you give me a ride home? I can give you a couple of dollars for gas. Now, you know, listen, personally, I stay away from the I stay away from the giving people rides to and from thing. You know why? Because I don't always feel like changing my route to go, you know, like I don't even go to work the same way every single time. Like, I switch it up. Man, might have to go to the Wawa over here before I get to work. I ain't eating nothing today. I got to grab something over here. Oh, I'm out of gas, but I don't, you know, these gas stations on this route cost too much. I got to hit the other. You know, I don't want to have to. First of all, I'm not doing that. You know, once you start obligating yourself to take somebody home, you know, take somebody home or pick them up every day. First of all, you got to be on time, because if you late, they're late. So now you rushing to be able to pick them up and all of that, or they're going to be all salty because they shit is thrown off if you can't pick them up that day. Like, you know, oh, I got to call such and such on time to let them know that I'm not going to be able to pick them up today. And now they all lost because they used to getting picked up. They want some Uber shit with you. Too soon, baby. Too soon. Too soon. All that picking up, dropping off, picking up, dropping. Nah, nah. Okay. Cal says, Care Bear, maybe they have different ones. The one I tried wasn't. Okay. She says, I hate Miracle Whip. Woo, me too. That shit, I don't know where you can use that where it's good. Wait a minute. Don't you use Miracle Whip when you make coleslaw? That's one of the reasons I don't like coleslaw. Don't you use your Miracle Whip in coleslaw? You don't use mayonnaise in coleslaw, do you? Let me know. Carol says, like, don't make me a friend and expect me to do what your woman does. Oh, boy. Now we're getting somewhere. Now you, woo. Oh, what'd you cook yesterday? Oh, did you bring me a plate? Bringing you no plates, nigga? Yeah, man. Like, trying to feed you. It can send the wrong message. It can send the wrong message. Really. There have to be boundaries. There have to be boundaries. And when you have to downgrade somebody's friendship status with you, you are trying to establish boundaries or reestablish boundaries. Because a line may have been crossed somewhere and you trying to get it back to where it's supposed to be. Care Bear says, yeah, 100. Don't feel like changing routes. You know that shit is a pain in the ass. You know what I mean? Now it feels like you got to go out of your way. Especially if you live up here and they live a little bit farther up there and the job is down there. I don't know about y'all, but that's when I start getting funny. When I got to go up to come back down. If I gotta go up and come and pass back where I started from to get down there, and I gotta do that on a regular basis, I start getting funny. You can best believe I'm gonna find my way out of that. Something is gonna happen, and I'm not gonna have to do this anymore. Don't want to do it. How was you getting to work before you met me? Return to that. Get it on. Carol says, absolutely. I am not running an Uber or Lyft service. Woo! 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 Carol says, I don't use it at all. Mayo too. Just mayo too. Okay. All right. Kevin says, I don't mind feeding my friends, but I'm not bringing it to you, and I'm not interrupting my flow for you. It's normally the people that you're not close to like that. somebody you've known for years, you already know what they're going to ask for. You know what I mean? You already got it established. So you might accommodate them. You might not. Y'all might have that relationship where you'd be like, listen, nah, you doing too much right now. I'm not. I did it two times in a row. Matter of fact, it's time for you to step up and represent. Fuck out of here. Nah, don't give me that you broke shit. No, you've been back to work for 6 weeks now. You done got two checks. You done got at least two checks. You might be on your third check. It's time for you to buy me a Friday lunch. It's time for a Friday payday lunch. You falling down on a Friday payday lunch front. You falling down Friday. On an iPhone, how do you reject a call? Like, how do you straight reject it? Like, how do you push them to voicemail? How do you push them to voicemail? Because, like, on an Android, you got a green tab and a red tab. On this iPhone, I only see the green tab. It'd be like answer or nothing. I'm like, no, I don't want to answer. I'm going to push them to voicemail. How do you push them to voicemail? Hit the power button and that pushes them to voicemail. You sure? I'm going to try this shit. Let's see if you know what you're talking about. Since you know so much. Mm-hmm. We'll see about this.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach.
You told you. That's how you do it. You just push the voicemail. Okay. Now I can stop answering that shit. You know what I mean? I thought that just made it shut up. Like, yo, not now. Okay. Carol says, Care Bear, yes. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I feed my friends. But wait a minute. Yes, I will feed my friends, but you have to come get it. Gabriel says, the friends who tried to be lovers don't usually handle it well when I say, let's just be friends. Only a few have made the cut. Exactly, because what kind of friend are you? What kind of friendship is available when somebody was trying to, you know what I mean? When they was trying to put their hands behind your bra. And now they like, I can't cop a field with just my friend. She gonna call the law. She gonna call the law. Put the number in the chat. I can't see. I'm doing this on the phone, so I can't put it in the chat. But it's 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. That's the number. I said a 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine. Kevin says the iPhone users didn't help you. You should have more confidence about your fellow Android lover. Carol says mine comes up with decline and send a voicemail. Yeah, as you can see, it ain't offer them options. ain't all of them options. It ain't all of them options. That hurt. That hurt is funny. Okay, Kevin says, LOL, Carol. He could also just slide to reject it. It didn't have that option. I'm trying to tell you. Look, I'll do it again.
Okay, it does have voicemail on there. It does have voicemail.
Look, I need a red button. Red. Red. I need red. Give me the red. Give me the red, son. Red.
He could have just slid to reject it, but he don't want to talk about it. I'm sorry, sis. I said that before. You know what? Listen. I mean, you know what I mean?
Carol says, your iPhone is trash. You need a better one. This is an iPhone 13. Is it trash? I don't know. It might be trash. To me, they're all trash, but it's a fairly new trash. You know, they just threw this away. It's a 13. It's a 13. Give it. What you think that is, sir? Listen, man. Look. Look, they steal everything else from Android. Why don't they steal the red button? Too obvious? They steal all the other features. Carol says, you need Pro Max. You know they not giving out no Pro Max at the job. They giving you the standard issue. Like, all right, you got an iPhone 13, but that's it. You know what I mean? You getting the XR. You ain't getting no. You ain't. Like, I was showing Emily yesterday. I was like, look, it only has two lenses for the cameras. I'm like, nowadays? Shouldn't it have four? At least three? Let's see if the camera's any good on this joint. I guess it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Anyway. Let's just be friends. Don't nobody want to be your friend. I'm trying to get with you, lay up with you, do things with you. I don't want to be your friend. Tú eres no amiga a mí. You, tú eres no amiga a mí. No amiga a mí. No amiga a mí. Claro, claro. No amiga a mí. No amiga a mí. No amiga a mí. No. Okay, but it says sending it to voicemail rejection. Okay, we have that established. I just want a red button. Red button. Like, red button, green button. Answer or no? No. Emily says, Omar, we determined that your iPhone wasn't one of the best already, but we won't hold that against you since it's your work phone. Okay. Well, you see this phone that I'm broadcasting on? You see how clear it is? Oh, shit. Did I go out for a second? Everything went black. But I'm back. Back to the. You see how clear it is? Look at that. Y'all can see my pores.
Look at them pores. Look, pores. 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 Look at that. You didn't even know I had a mole.
My mama got moles. My mama got moles. Kara says, you to your iPhones, just be friends. They could never be first string. They could never be first string. No. Carol says, you don't like Apple, so you won't say anything good. That's fair enough. I ain't going to deny that. I ain't going to deny that. Not at all. You win. All right. So, yeah, this whole, you know, I just think that once you have to tell somebody that y'all can just be friends, I think that just sort of wipes away all of the real friendship that you probably had the potential to be. I don't know if you can really be friends if I have to tell you that we can really be friends. Friendship normally develops without having to make a declaration. Am I wrong about that? Am I wrong about that? I have never had a friend that I had to tell, like, yo, I want to be your friend. Maybe when I was 6, 7? Most friendships develop on their own. You feel a connection with somebody, you feel the vibe with somebody, and y'all start getting closer, hanging out, and that kind of stuff. You know, it doesn't normally have to be like, well, yeah, well, you know what, tell you what. You know what I mean, you want to be my friend, I want to be your friend. Let's be friends. So what are you talking about? Or what are you for? What are you for? And the teacher told you had to be partners with somebody? All right, hold hands. We going on a field trip. You got to hold hands with such and such. So that's your buddy for the day. Y'all buddies? Yeah. Yeah, we buddies. You my best friend today. We best friends. We sure are. Yes, we are. Is we? Cal says, yep, it just happens. K-Bread says, no, but sometimes you have a friend so cool that you think might be the perfect partner. Then you realize that friendship is better. That's what I'm talking about. You didn't go in. You didn't go in to get a friend. So I don't know if that's really your friend. I don't know. I know I ain't had no friends that I can remember where I had to say that, you know, like, yo, we friends, right? We let's be friends. You want to be my friend? Maybe an enemy. Like, I thought we was enemies.